asked the question, basically, can my dad divorce my mom? And this is a question that a lot of kids are faced with when it comes to parents. And it's a sad thing when a kid's mixed up in a situation like this. And we want to start by saying, you know, this is really something that you need to give to the Lord. And don't let this affect you. That sounds like easier said than done, but my kids went through a terrible situation with their mother, who's now deceased, and a couple of them really let it get to them, and that's all I'm going to say on a personal level about that. But I'm glad that my oldest daughter has just seen through biblical eyeglasses and handled it in a very biblical manner. And that's what I encourage you to do. Serve the Lord. Live for the Lord. Love both your parents as much as you can. And tolerate them and be around them as much as possible. And it might be that you lose a relationship with one, or sadly in some cases both. In the case with my children, they had no relationship with their mother the last several years of her life. And that's just a tough situation. The question, can my dad divorce my mom? First, I have to say, they both, if they're unsaved, they need to be saved. In this case, it sounds like there's an unsaved woman with a saved man who doesn't really live for the Lord the way he ought to. And that muddies the waters. So the answer then becomes, well, if your mother... And I'm addressing this particular person who asked this question without naming the person involved, obviously. If you're watching this and your situation's different, then don't try to apply this directly to that situation. But I believe this will be helpful. We're going to give some scriptures about people in this situation. And we have a man who's living with a woman who's driving him crazy, driving their son crazy. It's a terrible situation because of the way the mother is living. The easy answer is if she's committed adultery. If she's committed adultery, your dad's free to divorce. If she has not, well, then he doesn't have biblical grounds for divorce, but he can separate. And I believe he should do this legally. It's called legal separation. If she responds then by going out and finding another man and becoming sexually active, shacking up, or she files for divorce so she can remarry, then your dad at that point would be free to move on. But he should try to reconcile. If your father is a serious professing Christian, he should try to reconcile, if at all possible. So let's look at the scripture, and it's very simple. God's given us instructions. The Bible is basic instructions before leaving earth. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, mark this in your Bible, go back and read it. Beginning in verse 10, he says, "And unto the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband." Of course, the shoe on the other foot, let not your husband depart from the wife. But in this day, when Paul's writing this, the woman would be the one departing. The man would... kick her out. There's no, not like today where the woman files for divorce and can win the house and take all the money and everything. That didn't happen back in Paul's day and before that. He says, "Let not the wife depart from her husband," but verse 11, "but and if she depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife." So there's where he's saying it's the same thing, whether it's a husband and wife. Husband leaving the wife or the wife leaving the husband. It's the same thing. You can separate, but there should not be a putting away, which is divorce. You should separate for the desire, the purpose of reconciliation. If you're listening to me right now and you are in a bad marriage and you maybe you've already separated or you're planning on it, you have a right to do that, but before God as your witness, you should be doing this for the sake of reconciliation if it's possible. But especially when the other one goes off into adultery, you are free to divorce at that point. Verse 12 continues, "But to the rest speak I, not the Lord," meaning that this is something that Paul is giving you that hasn't been given before. Doesn't mean it's not binding or the Word of God. He's just saying this is something new from him. He's not quoting Scripture. Before this, Paul's basically giving you this what the Scripture has already taught. So we continue, verse 12, "But to the rest speak I, not the Lord, if any man or any brother," so he's a Christian, "hath a wife that believeth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away." So this is sounds like the situation that we were asked about. The young man whose dad is a brother, he's with a woman who's not a Christian and is living a life that's just destroying the sanctity of the home and everything. But he shouldn't put her away. If she still wants to remain married, don't put her away. But verse 13 continues, "And the woman which hath an husband that believeth not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him." So it's the same regardless of which way it goes, obviously. But then verse 14, "For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy." That doesn't mean they're saved. It doesn't mean a woman's saved because her husband's a Christian. It means sanctified in the sense that God has recognized that marriage and you're not an illegitimate child just because it's a bad marriage or an unequally yoked marriage. So let's move on. Verse 15 then says, "But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God hath called us to peace." So, if your mother were to leave your father, he would be under no bondage. He could move on. And that means that if he separates, and it's a legal separation, or legally done, I'll just put it that way, and as a result, she responds by going to another man in any way, shape, or form sexually involved with that man, then your dad is free to, at that point, divorce. And he's under no bondage, and God hath called him to peace. Now, let me throw in here, the Pharisees hate this, and we're going to address that in just a minute. But we're going by the Word of God. We're not. I don't care what your denomination teaches, and I don't care what anybody's opinion is. I just read the Word of God, and that's what we're going by. So can he remarry if divorce takes place is the next question, and that is answered yes in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verses 27-28. Verse 27 says, "Art thou bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Art thou loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. But and if thou marry," verse 28, see, saying that I think it's best if you don't get remarried and just focus on the things you need to do in life and serving the Lord. But, in verse 28, "But and if thou marry, thou hast not sinned." So those who are out there teaching it's a sin to remarry after divorce are full of baloney, and I could use stronger language. They're full of it. They're liars. You can remarry, but and if thou marry, and he's talking about remarriage, "thou hast not sinned, and if a virgin marry, she hath not sinned." See, it's either remarriage or if it's her first marriage. There's no sin in marriage in these situations. "Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh, but I spare you." So Paul's saying you'd be better off staying single. So this final word on this. Your dad can separate, should seek reconciliation, but if worse comes to worse, and especially when your mom goes off, if she goes off to another man, he's free to divorce and remarry. If others listening to this, if you refuse to rightly divide and you're anti-dispensational, you'll never get the truth on this, and I'm not going to argue with you over it. And I didn't deal with every question regarding divorce, so don't write letters by saying, "Well, you didn't mention this or you didn't mention that." This was specific to a situation, and if you have additional questions that I did not address, then send them in.